The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So that was Staying at Home, the brilliant song recently released by Oh Dear, which is an Irish artist, Oisín Walsh Pilo. And Oisín goes under the name Oh Dear, and he's about to release his debut album, which is called OS. And that's coming out tomorrow, which is absolutely fantastic. It's a brilliant listen. It's really kind of, classic folk kind of sounds, really intimate, really close, really beautiful at times, and some amazing playing on it as well. And we're very, very lucky because live from Clonakilty in West Cork, we have Oisín, otherwise known as Oh Dear, on the line. How you doing, Oisín?
Good, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Oh no, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. We were just chatting about your breakfast this morning. And I sounded so just like idyllic, sort of a Clonakilty morning, you know, down in the sunshine and that kind of life, which you know, just sounds so peaceful and so perfect for an artist. The album is out tomorrow. How do you feel getting it out?
Yeah, it's fantastic to finally be getting it out. You know, it's a real relief in a lot of ways. I was working on it for a long, long time. It was recorded during the lockdown, you know. But as I'm very busy with a lot of different projects, this has been a real passion project, and it's taken a while to get it off the ground. So yeah, it feels really, really nice to finally get it out there and play it live as well, you know. And yeah, I'm chuffed.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's crafted. Like there's a lot of work put into it. It kind of feels like, and I don't know your process or anything, but it does feel like something like it that is just perfected. You know, it's like someone just sort of tipping away and making little adjustments as it goes. Would you feel that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we were really lucky when recording it in the sense that we had more time than you normally would. It being the lockdown, you know, recorded it at home. At the home studio in Wicklow, where we grew up. So, we just had lots of time, which was an absolute gift. So we would go down real rabbit holes with the production, you know, kind of building up a track in a particular way, and sometimes we completely scrap that idea and then go in another direction with the same song, you know. So we had a lot of fun doing it and experiment with different styles. Yeah, it was a pleasure. But, I am really pleased with how it turned out and how the final tracks turned out.
Yeah, so for me, you know, it's obviously, you can hear there that with that song, there's a kind of an obvious, you know, classic folk feel, but there's also kind of a 70s folk feel. There's a bit of Nick Drake in there. There's a Joni Mitchell kind of feel, which we'll play in a minute, a bit of influence from there. Is it the kind of thing where you sat down and you decided how you wanted it to sound, or has this been a sort of an evolution that it's kind of got to hear? Do you know, kind of, you're recording where you are now as opposed to sitting down and deciding what you want it to sound like?
Yeah. I guess it came via experimentation, but I have been writing, you know, so I've been writing songs since I was about 12 years old, so and I would have been very, very influenced by the kind of aforementioned there, you know, the Joni Mitchells, the Nick Drakes, all of those heads, you know, so I'd be very inspired by that sort of 70s sound, 70s folk era sound, you know. John Martin would be a big influence of mine, so there definitely would have been a sound world already there that I would have kind of, I guess, cultivated or gotten used to being part of, you know, in my years of songwriting. But yeah, I guess then it kind of evolved when we went into the studio to actually record, because there was a few tracks that just we recorded them and then realized, oh, that doesn't really, like, you know, that doesn't suit the kind of general aesthetic. So there was, you know, there's one or two tracks that got left off that I think would be more suitable for a different album or a different record, you know. So we very much tried to make this a whole kind of a whole experience. The whole album is quite mellow, but it kind of, I hope it kind of takes the listener on a bit of a journey, you know.
Well, that's actually funny you say that, because one of the themes, there's a couple of themes on it. It seems like the narrator of the piece or whatever is kind of observing. There's a lot of kind of observing the world, and there's a lot of travel kind of in there. I know you've traveled yourself. You're from Dublin. You lived in Wicklow. You grew up in Wicklow, and then now you're in West Cork. So there's naturally some travel in there. But did you notice those themes when you were writing, or?
I guess I was pretty lucky in the sense that it's my first album, so choosing from all the songs I'd written the years previous to this, you know, so I could I didn't kind of dictate them based on any one theme. But then once you put them all together, you start noticing Oh, right. A lot of songs quite influenced by nature. You know, somebody was pointing out to me that a lot of the songs, like Flower or Colour from the White or the different tracks on the album are very influenced, yeah, by natural surroundings. And it, that was something that happened quite organically when we were recording the album. So I guess they do come directly from my life experience. So it's inevitable that there'd be certain themes that crop up again and again. But no, I didn't set out with any one theme in mind when we were putting them together or even choosing the selection of songs. It's just but it is lovely to see that kind of the continuity of thematic material kind of cropping up from the songs when they're put together.
Yeah. So one of the things that's kind of interesting about the album, and maybe people kind of notice, is how much of your family are involved. What a musical family you are. So we have Tadhg and Shifra and Ferdia all involved, whether it's like people taking photos or producing or playing on the album. I mean, that must be kind of amazing to record at home and have your entire sort of family be involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't not be involved. The way it turned out, we all make music together and have done our whole lives. Myself and Tadhg toured for a long time together, in various bands as session players. So he inevitably ended up playing fiddle on a few things. And then Ferdia had been the obvious candidate to record it because he had been getting deep into the kind of production side of things, as well as performance, But I was just really lucky to have the family around, even getting my little sister Sniffer to play a few notes on the violin for Riverman, that track. We built this big kind of ambient soundtrack, and Shifra was a teenager. She's still a teenager at the time, but even getting her to play a bit of violin was a lovely thing, So I'm lucky to have them around, and the support of the family for sure.
Yeah, no. Look, it's a pleasure to listen to. I'm really, really interested to hear how it sounds live, and because it's so intimate, it almost feels like someone is kind of looking over your shoulder at times. You're sitting in your garden playing, and someone is kind of, almost like intruding on the sound. Like it's so intimate. But so you're going to tour with Villagers soon, so there'll be lots of opportunities to see it, I guess.
There's plenty of dates coming up, and I'm working away on various different shows, with different lineups. But I just kind of had the album launch show in the Barra's Folk Club there on Friday last. And it was amazing actually putting all those songs together with the live band, because as you say, they're quite intimate and a lot of them are quite quiet. So it was really fun kind of experimenting with the way to get those songs across, So yeah, it was a real pleasure doing it. I was really lucky to be supported by really fantastic musicians as well. Yeah, we built up all these lovely kind of textures using saxophones and cellos, and there was a double bass player, and kind of meld that folk music sound with more kind of maybe classical and jazz sounds as well, that was really satisfying.
Yeah, I released an album 2 months ago, and I've been on tour kind of since. And just getting to know the songs has just been amazing, and been like, oh no, this, I thought this song was going to be like this, but it's like this. And it's such a lovely kind of process to go through. Yeah. And so look, we're talking to Oisín from Odir, or Odir himself, about the new album, which is called OS. Go and check it out. It is just such a pleasure to listen to. So let's play a song off it now. Now we've heard one there, but let's play a song called Syros. And could you tell us a little bit about this before we play it, Oisín?
Yeah, well, Syros is inspired by the island of the same name in Greece. I went to do a writing trip there a few years back, and this is one of the songs that came out of that whole experience. So, yeah, I bought a couple of instruments out there. I bought a bouzouki and a baglanas, which are two traditional Greek instruments. It was really fun. It was a really fun one to write and record, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's great. And there's a bit of a Joni Mitchell kind of 70s vibe in there as well. Early Joni Mitchell sort of vibe in there as well.
Yeah.
Oisín, thank you so much for chatting to us. Best of luck with the album and the tour. Oisín Walsh-Pilo, Odir, thanks for chatting to us tonight.
Thanks, Emil, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So why don't we play a song off? Let's play Syros from the album OS by Oisín Walsh-Pilo, otherwise known as Odir. This is Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.